Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, number 1249. An hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Max Rumpf and Ben Quillian. We'll also meet again and have a recitation. And you best get out of the way or we'll mow you down. You heard him for the first time on the show just last month, and tonight he's getting his first birthday segment. Yesterday, June 22nd, marked the birth in 1906 in Berlin, Germany, of pianist, drummer, and bandleader Max Gerhard Kurt Hammelsheim Rumpf. He received piano lessons as a child and, after graduating from high school in 1924, enrolled at Humboldt University in Berlin, where he studied medicine. After four semesters, he switched his focus and graduated with a degree in ophthalmic optics. But after all that training, instead of becoming an optician, he worked around Berlin as a silent film pianist until 1928, when he played in a duo with Mark Hermans. In 1932, he was playing, touring, and recording with Boris Romanov's orchestra, and formed his own band in 1935. In July of 1937, Rumpf contracted with the German branch of the Crystallate Company, and over the next couple of years recorded a number of Anglo-Saxon swing titles. In March of 1940, Rumpf was drafted into military service and was wounded several times during the war, becoming a British prisoner of war. Following the war from 1946 to 1964, he worked in the German automotive industry and founded an optician's shop in Darmstadt in 1966. He died there September 12, 1987. Here are three from Max Rumpf. Thank you. There you have three, fortunately for me, all with English titles, from Tanzorchester Max Rumpf. We started with Cocktail Party, composed by Alexander Gromatikov, from September of 1938. Next was Oh Mary Lou, composed by Franz Funk, from Imperial 17224, recorded in Berlin in December of 1938. We finished up with Hick Stomp, composed by Sid Phillips, on Imperial 17262, recorded in Berlin in May of 1939. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This very day, June 23rd, marks the birth in 1907 in Gainesville, Georgia, of Benjamin Franklin Quillian, to William Clinton Quillian and Georgia Lou Dora Carithers. Ben and his brother Rufus, born in Gainesville in 1900, moved to Atlanta in the early 1920s, where they performed around the area and on radio station WATI as the Blue Harmony Boys. They made a total of 14 sides between 1929 and 1931, with Rufus on piano, and sometimes with vocalist James McCrary. Ben Quillian died July 5, 1985, in Missouri. Here are three from the Quillian Brothers.
Some knock Sarah out of sight.
It's good right on. Oh, it's good right on. Everybody wants it, cause it's good right on. It's good right on.
If you get it, you'll holler, oh, and you'll be coming back for more.
Cause it's good right on. Oh, it's good right on. Everybody wants it, cause it's good right on. It's good right on.
My gal flipped out a noisy jig. Well, the man who was just too doggone big.
But oh, it's good right on. Oh, it's good right on. Everybody wants it, cause it's good right on. It's good right on.
Oh, lay down, I fell in the well. Everybody thought she'd gone too well.
But it's good right on. It's good right on. Everybody wants it, cause it's good right on, it's good right on.
My gal married another bozo, and I'm always sipping on his back door.
But oh, it's good right on, oh, it's good right on. Everybody wants it, cause it's good right on, it's good right on.
I love my gal, don't care what she do. 10 years ago, it was just like new.
And it's good right on. It's good right on. Everybody
wants it, cause it's good right on. It's good right on. Some people say it's someone else. They don't know what they're talking about.
Cause it's good right on. Everybody wants it, cause it's good right on, it's good right on.
Jane stayed in jail till they brought it down. Now she's got a tease and frown.
But oh, it's good right on, oh, it's good right on. Everybody wants it, cause it's good right on, it's good right on.
Daddy Bo Hawkins from Beaver Flight, he had the mouth so bad he liked to die.
But oh, it's good right on. Oh, it's good right on. Everybody wants it, cause it's good right on. It's good right on.
A truck full of men and a gal full of corn went for a ride and doggone.
It's good right on. Oh, it's good right on. Everybody wants it, cause it's good right on. It's good right on.
Thank you. song may sound real bad, but just listen to it and don't get mad.
It's Teddy Bright Good. Oh, it's Teddy Bright Good. There ain't no difference, it's just Teddy Bright Good.
There are a lot of things that you can do. You'll have to guess, I ain't telling you.
It's Teddy Bright Good.
On mama, it's
Teddy Bright Good. Ain't no difference, it's just Teddy Bright Good.
Jump back, wakes old, see in the sun. The women say he's a son of a gun.
Oh, it's Teddy Bright Good.
My mama, it's
Teddy Bright Good.
Teddy Bright Good.
There ain't no difference, it's just Teddy Bright Good.
All day, she's hot and tired when she gets away.
Oh, it's Teddy Bright Good.
Oh, yes, it's
Teddy Bright Good. There ain't no difference, it's just Teddy Bright Good.
I know women that don't like men the way they do is a crying sin.
It's Teddy Bright Good.
Oh, yes, it's
Teddy Bright Good. There ain't no difference, it's just Teddy Bright Good.
It's just all right, but they put it in his face like Saturday night.
It's Teddy Bright Good.
Oh, yes, it's
Teddy Bright Good.
Teddy Bright Good.
There ain't no difference, it's just Teddy Bright Good.
She looks like a big flop bell.
It's Teddy Bright Good.
Oh, and mama, it's
Teddy Bright Good.
Teddy Bright Good.
There ain't no difference, it's just Teddy Bright Good.
Now I'm quitting, cause I'm through. I hope this song was good to you.
It's Teddy Bright Good.
Oh, and mama, it's
Teddy Bright Good.
Teddy Bright Good.
There ain't no difference, it's just Teddy Bright Good.
Thank you. you sinners, gather round. Do this thing all over town. Get hot, red hot, doing that homemade round. This ice woman will burn you down. Till you get your muffin brown. When you roll down, lose your home. Roll, I say. When you roll down, lose your home, just roll. All you sinners, gather around now. Do this thing all over town. Get hot, red hot, doing that homemade round. Now this housewarming about to burn you down. Till you get them muffin brown. When you roll down, lose your hoe. Roll, I say. When you roll down, lose your hoe, just roll.
Holy Roll, Rufus and Ben Quillian with James McCrary. Misspelled as McCreevy on the label of Columbia 14639-D, recorded in Atlanta on October 31, 1931. Before that, the vocal duo of Rufus and Ben Quillian on It's Dirty, But Good, recorded December 7, 1930, issued on Columbia 14616-D. The guitarist is often credited as possibly Perry Bechtel, but is more likely Hoke Rice. And you'll be hearing more from Hoke Rice in an upcoming show. We started the set with Good Right On, with James McCrary on guitar. Columbia 14560 was recorded in Atlanta on April 23, 1930. Remember the Igeezy Olympic Theater Orchestra from a few weeks ago? Well, I found yet another Igeezy record. And here it is to start off a segment about meeting again.
Thank you. spot in many hearts today. A jewel we lost when Florence Mills passed away. But you have done your part on earth, and tears can't bring you back. There is only one thing we can say. So long, Florence Mills, how we hate to see you. Baby Florence, we all have loved you so. We needed a star down here like you, and God up above needed one too. So Florence Mills, may we meet again on again.
We started this segment about meeting again with the Agizi Olympic Theater Orchestra, and someday we'll meet again. Written by Harry Hawk and Paul Van Lone. That's from Cameo 710, recorded April 2, 1925. American cabaret singer, dancer, and comedian Florence Mills was born Florence Winfrey in 1896. She began performing as a child with her two older sisters and eventually formed a vaudeville act called the Mills Sisters. They left show business after a while, but Florence stuck with it. After appearing in the Broadway musical Shuffle Along, her career took off, and she became an international star with the hit show Lou Leslie's Blackbirds. After more than 300 performances of Blackbirds in London in 1926, Mills was exhausted and fell ill with tuberculosis. She died in a New York City hospital on November 1, 1927, at just 31 years of age. Her death shocked the entertainment world so much that just 3 days later, Eva Taylor and her husband Clarence Williams had written, "May We Meet Again, Florence Mills." We heard it sung by Eva Taylor on OK 8518, recorded November 4, 1927. She was accompanied by Clarence Williams on piano and David Martin on cello. George Olson and his music wrapped things up with If We Never Should Meet Again, written by Edgar Leslie and Walter Donaldson. Jack Gifford was the vocalist on Victor 22042, May 13, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Yes, it's true. Once in a while, despite my best efforts, I make factual errors on the show. But if discovered or pointed out, I try to at least acknowledge, if not correct them. I narrowly avoided a gaffe a couple of weeks ago in Neville Fleeson's birthday segment. The ASCAP Biographical Dictionary of Authors and Publishers and the Internet Movie Database both credit Neville Fleeson with Mendelssohn Mows 'Em Down, and I was all set to play Alec Templeton's solo piano recording of it. But the label of Victor 26440-B credits only Templeton and not Fleeson, and I couldn't find another source crediting Fleeson with the music. I did find that the 1968 catalog of copyright entries credits Fleeson, but with words, with credit to Templeton for the music. And even if Fleeson did write lyrics to Templeton's tune, I couldn't find them either, let alone a recording. Anyway, that is a long-winded introduction to Alec Templeton's recording of his tune, Mendelssohn Mows 'Em Down.
Some horse.
Whoa, Dobbin.
To a little country village went wise young Harry White. He met a farmer's daughter. They fell in love at sight. But the farmhouse was so crowded, they couldn't bill and coo.
At last they got a great idea,
and this is what they do. Every night they sit and spoon out in the new mown hay. No one sees them but the moon out in the new mown hay.
On the old back porch, the neighbors gawk.
And the family watches like a hawk.
But they know that cows won't talk
out in the new mown hay. While she gazed into his eyes out in the new mown hay, he'd tell her the darndest lies out in the new mown hay.
They were glad that they were out of sight,
where they could love with all their might.
Now it's crowded every night
out in the new mown hay. Do, 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 do. Every night they hugged and kissed out in the new mown hay. Not a single night they missed out in the new mown hay.
When it rained, they both said, let it pour.
For a raincoat Mary always wore.
She'd been caught in the rain before
out in the new mown hay. Do-de-o-de-o-de-o, do-de-o-de-o-de-o.
Some goat.
Every night there was a party or else a county fair. Most all the girls and fellows were certain to be there. But Harry and his sweetie would leave them on the sly.
No one knew just where they went,
and here's the reason why. For each falling star they'd kiss out in the new mown hay. Not a single star they missed out in the new mown hay.
I would like a ring from you, she cried. A ring to make me your own bride.
He rang a cowbell by her side
out in the new mown hay. Do-de-o-de-o-de-o, do-de-o-de-o-de-o.
Mmm, oh, some cow.
Every summer Mary goes out in the new mown hay. All the cozy spots she knows out in the new mown hay.
In the neighborhood for miles around,
they call her Sun-Kissed Mary Brown.
For she kissed every sun in town
out in the new mown hay. As they cuddled up last night out in the new mown hay, they both got an awful fright out in the new mown hay.
All at once they heard a funny sound.
A bumblebee was buzzing round.
When they love now, they don't sit down
out in the new mown hay. Hey, hey, you better keep away from out in the new mown hay.
They also recorded it for Edison, with an excerpt included on the September 1926 12-inch Edison sample record, number 10. But we just heard the Radio Aces, Jerry Macy and Ed Smalley, with their earlier recording for Columbia of Out in the New Mown Hay, written by William Tracy, Sam Ehrlich, and Dan Dougherty. Columbia 686-D was recorded June 28, 1926. Before that, Freddie Martin and his orchestra with an unidentified vocal trio on When the New Moon Shines on the New Mown Hay, written by the songwriting trio of Jimmy Campbell, Reginald Connolly, and Harry Woods. Brunswick 6956 was recorded August 10, 1934. Child piano prodigy Alec Templeton was born in Wales and first came to the U.S. with Jack Hilton's orchestra in 1935. He quickly became popular on radio for his talent in playing serious classical music, as well as satirical parodies of the classics. Examples include Haydn Takes to Ridin, Mozart Matriculates, Debussy in Dubuque, and the one that started this set, Mendelssohn Mows 'em Down. It was recorded in Hollywood on August 16, 1939, issued on Victor 26440. The Rapidly Rotating Records request line is now open. In addition to cards or letters, email or posts to our Facebook page or website, you can also now call to make requests for a particular song, artist, or segment topic, leave feedback about the show, ask questions or comment on the music, or just to say hi to let me know you're out there listening. The number is easy to remember. It's 1-234-PLAY-78s. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Or for the alphabetically challenged, 1-234-752-9787. It's available 24/7, but right before, during, and just after the Sunday night broadcast on KISL, I'll do my best to personally answer your call. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. In last week's birthday segment for Edith Evans, I mentioned that American Edith Evans, the Brunswick record girl, was not to be confused with the English actress Dame Edith Evans, born in London in 1888. Her stage career spanned nearly 60 years, and she also appeared in films, nominated for 3 Academy Awards in the 1960s. She became known for playing haughty, aristocratic women, but nowhere in her Wikipedia or IMDb biographies, or New York Times obituary, is it mentioned that in 1939, before she was a dame of the British Empire, Edith Evans recorded The Voice of Poetry, an anthology of recorded verse, Volume 1, for Columbia. The 30 poems, by everyone from Shakespeare to Lewis Carroll, were issued on 6 10-inch 78 RPM records released in the UK and in the US on Columbia Masterworks. I'm going to play just 2 of those tracks, one tonight and one next week, as introductions to segments. Tonight's poem is The Rolling English Road. Excuse me, The Rolling English Road by G.K. Chesterton.
Before the Roman came to Rye, or out of Severn strode, the rolling English drunkard made the rolling English road. A reeling road, a rolling road that rambles round the shire. and after him the parson ran, the sexton and the squire. A merry road, a mazy road, and such as we did tread the night we went to Birmingham by way of Beachy Head. I knew no harm of Bonaparte and plenty of the squire, and for to fight the Frenchmen I did not much desire. But I did bash their baggonets because they came arrayed to straighten out the crooked road an English drunkard made. When you and I went down the lane with ale mugs in our hands, the night we went to Glastonbury by way of Goodwin Sands. His sins they were forgiven him, or why do flowers run behind him and the hedges all strengthening in the sun? The wild thing went from left to right and knew not which was which, but the wild rose was above him when they found him in the ditch. God pardon us nor harden us. We did not see so clear the night we went to Bannockburn by way of Brighton Pier. My friends, we will not go again or ape an ancient rage, or stretch the folly of our youth to be the shame of age, but walk with clearer eyes and ears this path that wandereth, and see undrugged in evening light the decent inn of death. But there is good news yet to hear, and fine things to be seen, before we go to paradise by way of Kensal Green.
Young Robbie Roland had a nice rolling chair. He was a swell high roller rolling for fair. When summer rolled around to every seaside town, Roland rolled his little rolling chair. And then to every pretty girl he'd meet, he'd lift his hat and say, come take a seat. They used to roll, roll, roll in his rolling chair. And once he got them there, they didn't seem to care. They never told, told, told what he told them there. He acted like a brother, so they'd always want another. Roll, roll, roll in his rolling chair. And how they loved to get that seaside air. Roland was no bashful beau, that's why the gurneys loved to go rolling in his little rolling chair. The girls all heard about his nice rolling chair. He lost a fortune for not charging a fare. No one could understand why he was in demand, but he had the pick of peaches there. When Roland rolled along beside the tide, the girls would all be fighting for a ride. They used to roll, roll, roll in his rolling chair. And once he got them there, they didn't seem to care. They never told, told, told what he told them there. He acted like a brother, so they'd always want another. Roll, roll, roll in his rolling chair. And how they loved to get that seaside air. Roland was no bashful beau, that's why the gurneys loved to go rolling in his little rolling chair. They used to roll, roll, roll in his rolling chair. And once he got them down, they didn't seem to care. They never told, told, told what he told them there. He acted like a brother, so they'd always want another. Roll, roll, roll in his rolling chair. And how they loved to get that seaside air. Roland was no bashful beau, that's why the gurneys loved to go rolling in his little rolling chair. Thank you.
My Road, written by Mark Connolly, Georgia Scoffman, and Louis Gensler. It was also recorded by Paul Whiteman the previous month, but we heard it by the Merry Sparklers on Edison Diamond Disc 51427-L, recorded October 24th, 1924. The Merry Sparklers is a pseudonym for Nathan Glantz, who recorded 10 sessions for Edison between November of 1923 and February of 1925. This one was recorded at the Edison Studios in the Knickerbocker Building on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. My Road was written for the musical Be Yourself, which opened at the Sam H. Harris Theater on September 3, 1924, and ran for 93 performances, ending on November 22nd. Before that, Willie Weston was rolling in his little rolling chair on Victor 18233, made May 8, 1917. Ballard MacDonald and Joe Goodwin wrote the words, and Halsey K. Moore the music. Willie Weston was backed by King's Orchestra, directed by Edward T. King. We started with Edith Evans reciting G.K. Chesterton's alliterative poem, The Rolling English Road. It was first published with the title A Song of Temperance Reform in a weekly political magazine in 1913. Prohibition had already passed in the U.S., and Chesterton was vehemently opposed to the introduction of Prohibition into Britain. That recording is from Columbia 17422-D, Disc 6 of the 6-disc set. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.